Professor Jacinta Rudu really should have her own show on Radio Wāte. She was on with Claudette last night talking about the UNDRIP. And today we're talking about a new scholarship. Jacinta is big in Māori law at Otago University. I probably should have dialed up your official titles, but friend of the radio station might also be a decent one as well. Jacinta, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you.
It's nice talking with you. And listen, for those of you at home, remember earlier in the morning I said about how it was a lovely photo of a sea lion sitting on a soccer pitch described as a pitch invasion in Dunedin. Jacinta can confirm that sea lions are a part of life down in Dunedin or Otiputi. Can't you, Jacinta? You've got friendly with a few over the years.
Yeah, sure have. So I love getting out on my paddleboard out on the estuary, close to home here, and then out around the coastline. And quite often now we'll see the sea lion, and they can give us grief. They can sneak up behind you and start barking behind your board, and that's when you know that they're really intent on their fishing and they're not very keen on you interrupting their fishing. So look, they're amazing, and it's really cool to see them coming back. And you can see, I've seen them like catch flounder and catch fish as they kind of whack them on the water when they're out there, you know, doing their fishing thing. So yeah, heaps of sea lions now along our coast, and of course lots and lots of seals as well.
And lots of cockles.
Lots of cockles, amazing cockles.
You know, I've only been down there a couple of times. Jacinta, I went out to the albatross colony as well. And, you know, I was standing there on the coast and these beautiful manu was just, you know, on the wind, and felt like I'd been touched by God. It was a really quite emotional connection. I was on my own too, so it made it even more special. But sometimes we can perhaps not pay tribute or respect to the beauty that surrounds us at times. You've been out to that colony and had a vibe like that at any time, Jacinta?
Oh yeah, I sure have. It's an incredible spot. You've got Otago Marae just as you're coming up to the albatross colony there as well. So it's an incredibly special, amazing part of this whole coastline, and the whole part of Otiputi Dunedin. It's pretty incredible for the manu. I just live on the other side of the peninsula, and we've got our eco sanctuary, and so we're now having kaka coming down into our little settlement here. So yeah, quite incredible. Lots of tui. You can have like about 10 tui in the tree at one time. Lots of kereru. So yeah, pretty exciting.
I reckon too. We could talk for ages about the beauty of the Otago Peninsula and harbour, but I guess we'd better focus on what the intent was of our kōrero. Thanks for sharing that kōrero, though, sis. The Michael and Suzanne Boren Foundation have announced a new scholarship to contribute to Māori postgraduate scholarship in law. It's offered in partnership with Ngā Pai o Te Māramatanga, which most of us are familiar with. And it's for a Māori law graduate to want to obtain a postgraduate degree in law overseas or domestically. Maybe you could tell us more about this scholarship and its importance too, because, you know, some pūtea to support study is always welcomed by struggling law students, eh, Jacinta?
Yeah, look, we're really thrilled about this. I've described this as a game changer, really, and just really applaud and honour the vision of the Boren Foundation and their commitment to growing our legal scholarship. And right now we're at a moment in law where we're trying to reverse all the colonial law that was 100 years ago very intent on destroying our tikanga, our Māori first legal system. And so now we're trying to create a much more holistic, reconciled state legal system that is a lot more welcoming and positive towards our tikanga, our Māori law. And look, and we need our Māori students, our law students, our Māori postgraduate students to be part of that journey. We really we wish to create a much more encouraging, flourishing place for Māori students in law, to study law in a tertiary context, and to know that our tertiary context, our Faculty of Laws, are now seeking to to have a much more respectful engagement with tikanga Māori, with Māori law. And this scholarship is a real significant investment that's going to enable, hopefully, some Māori scholars year on year who have just finished their law degree to stay with us for another year or two and do some postgraduate work and really get an opportunity to go in depth in a master's, like at a master's level or at a PhD level, to think about what are our solutions in our Māori law and our tikanga for Aotearoa New Zealand moving forward. And I just think this is such a great opportunity and a great investment for Māori scholarship, Māori legal scholarship for this country. And I think as Aotearoa New Zealand, we're really going to benefit from, you know, Māori scholars having this opportunity to think in a very considered, deep way over like a 12-month period or even up to 3 years, thinking about, for example, how whanaungatanga or mana or utu, you know, might help us to create a better legal system for us as a country.
Ka pai, I'm not familiar with the Boron clan or the Boron whānau. How is it that they are supporting Māori legal work?
Yeah, so the Michael and Suzanne Boron Foundation was set up a couple of years ago, and it's a bequest from a judge, the son of Michael and Suzanne. Their son became a judge in New Zealand, a judge of one of the New Zealand courts, and passed away and left about 30 million, I think, for legal scholarship. And he was really himself very intent on helping to create a more just, inclusive, diverse legal system. And so this foundation was established, and there's a group of about, I don't know, eight esteemed legal scholars and judges who decide each year around how they're going to spend this money. And they have a real intent on investing in Māori scholarship, Pacifica scholarship. They really have a strong intent on finding new solutions in criminal law and family law in particular. They've provided some significant funding, for example, to Moana Jackson to continue some of his incredible groundbreaking work on the criminal justice system. The Michael and Suzanne Boron Foundation is partnering with us as Māori legal scholars to dream about what would an indigenised, decolonised LLB degree look like. And I've just come from Christchurch last week where we had our Hungaroio Aotearoa Māori Law Society Hui Ātou that the Boron Foundation helped support and enable that conference to go ahead. So the Boron Foundation is doing some really incredible investment into Māori scholarship right now. And this new scholarship, this new grant that's just been awarded, which is a major investment for our students, is another really exciting component of their current work.
Thanks very much for spending some time talking with us about it. The opportunity with that scholarship opening, I think, soon, the 9th, in fact, of August, and runs through to the 3rd of September if anyone wants to take an interest in applying for it. There's 80 grand and can go to one person or split. I like the idea of what you're suggesting there, which we might flesh out in another conversation too, and an indigenised, decolonised LLB. Sounds pretty interesting to me.
Oh, yeah, we're super excited about this. Like, our dream is for like a bicultural, bilingual, bidural way of how we teach and understand law in Aotearoa. So I'd love to talk with you about that at some stage, Dale.
Get on, you just said it's nice talking with sea lions and albatrosses, cockles, and also law scholarships. Always nice having you on the program. Thanks a lot, Jacinta.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you.